to create a civil society, a sense of community. There we go. What do you wonder about Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you like most? What don't you care for? It is the first edition of Mondays with Mike for 2019 here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. And this hour, we set aside to hear about the new developments at WPR, the new faces, the cool new projects, and most importantly, learn about what's on your mind at 800-642-1234. Michael Arnold is Chief Operating Officer of Wisconsin Public Radio and Director of Content. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, one question WPR plans to ask this year is, what can WPR do for you? And what's your hope out of this question?
No, basically, one of the things we're doing is trying to figure out a plan for the future and a strategic plan. And one of the things we're working on doing is figuring out what we can do to be more reflective of all the different kinds of people that make up the state. So we created a new tagline for the Ideas Network, which is Where Wisconsin Connects, which is replacing the old talk about issues that matter to you. And part of strengthening that is really understanding what Wisconsin Public Radio is doing for listeners and people who are going to the website and listening to podcasts and stuff. So today, actually, since it is sort of the open line where you can talk about what you think about WPR, we'd like to hear that. You know, why do you listen to WPR? What are some of the favorite things about the station? What are things that you think we could be doing more of? We'd love to hear about that. Also, if you have examples of recent driveway moments where you were stuck in your car or stuck in your house listening to listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, that would be helpful as we think about planning for the future.
So, and there are a bunch of questions you're asking, but the one that sticks out to me is this whole notion of news fatigue and that people are perhaps turning away, cringing when they hear the news, retreating, perhaps opening the fridge. So what are you trying to get at here when you ask people about news fatigue?
Well, we want to know if it's real. I mean, there has been a lot of discussion about how people are kind of tired of the news cycle a little bit. So we want to have a sense of whether that's something that's happening with you and what kind of stories you'd like to hear. Not that we're doing just happy stories or anything, but it would be good to have a sense of that from people as we plan for the next year. I mean, I think there are a lot of things in the works right now that that will be interesting and entertaining and informative for people, but we'd just like to get a sense of what you're thinking right now.
And you can give us a call at 800-642-1234, thinking about those questions, and perhaps you're feeling news fatigue, or maybe not. 800-642-1234, you can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Mary Elizabeth joining us from Brookfield with thoughts. Mary Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I have just been noticing, obviously a lot of the old hosts have left and new younger people are coming in, and that is the way life works and is supposed to. But one of the things that I really notice is the difference in the language that's used. And something that happens regularly for me, I hear people say, hey, how are you? And hey, and I just think, you know, you are presenting an image, and I think, you know, with our current administration, things have gone down a lot, but you're still a program that's holding something different, mm-hmm. And I would just so appreciate if your hosts and people who are speaking could stay with, you know, a language that is still more respectable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mary Elizabeth, thank you so much for that. Mike, your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think that there has been, I've noticed that not just with our programs, but also with NPR programs where you're hearing more people kind of say, hey, how's it going? And I can understand your point, Mary Elizabeth, that maybe sometimes it goes a little too far. I think the goal of that is to be more accessible for people, and people do talk that way. But I think it's a good caution to bring it up because it is something where you can go too far. So we appreciate that comment, Mary Elizabeth.
Joanne now is joining us from Madison. Joanne, hello.
Good morning. My comment from Mike is, I am thrilled that Kate Archer Kent is back on the air. Great decision, Mike. Kate is intelligent. She does her research. She's respectful of the guests and the callers. And for me, it's really important that I can understand, I can see that she understands diversity and equity in our society. Great call, and I'm so glad that Kate is back.
Oh, Joanne, I appreciate those really kind words. That's really lovely to hear.
Yeah, well, it's true, I think. It's probably one of the highlights of last year, at the end of the year, when we were able to bring you back on the morning show.
I appreciate it.
It took a while to get there, but we successfully did that, and I agree, Joanne. I think that Kate's really wonderful and brings a lot to the table. So thanks for that comment.
Well, let's bring in another wonderful colleague to join us. Maureen McCollum is executive producer of Wisconsin Life. She's also played a big role in the launch of Wisconsin. Maureen, good morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Wisconsin, what is Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is an audience engagement project here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So the general concept is that listeners submit questions and then we answer them. So if you have any thoughts about, we've already received quite a bit of questions on fish fry. Like, why is it that in Wisconsin they have fish fry every Friday all year round? You know, eventually we're going to go out, we're going to send a reporter out and answer that question. So we just really want to know, what is it that people in Wisconsin are curious about? What do our listeners care about? Are there stories that aren't on our radar? And this is a really good and easy way to figure out and find those stories that we're not reporting out.
You've answered a question through the Wisconsin method.
I sure
and
have.
Can you tell us about this first piece about the Wisconsin Television original Story Lords?
Sure. So Story Lords is a TV show that was put together by Wisconsin Public Television and the Educational Communications Board back in the 80s. And the premise was to teach reading comprehension in the classrooms. So for a lot of students in Wisconsin and even across the country, students maybe like in their mid-20s to early 40s, there's a good chance that you saw this show and it's very bizarre. I was not familiar with it at all. So once I started just kind of asking people like, hey, have you heard of Story Lords? People's faces would just light up and they had so many questions and there was like no information on the internet about it. So I figured this is probably a good for story to tackle.
Let's hear a little bit. I'm sorry. We don't have the, I thought we had the clip. Okay. So what does this project mean for WPN and our listeners? Like what do you want to glean from it?
So what I'm really hoping to hear from our listeners that really we haven't heard from on our airwaves. It's really amazing that we get so many wonderful callers calling into talk shows, but not everyone's comfortable doing that. So I think this is another way that we can engage with our audience for people who don't necessarily want to be on the air, but do have a lot of questions. This is an easy way for us to connect with them. When people go to the Wisconsin website, that's WPR.org/Wisconsin, they can submit their question and we'll ask for their name, for their email, so we can get back in touch with them and maybe ask some follow-up questions. But also we're going to ask for their zip code, and that's a way to figure out, you know, are we getting questions from Shawano? Are we not hearing from people in LaCrosse? Are there ways that we can reach out with those audiences in those communities?
Maureen, thanks so much for joining
us. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Maureen McCollum is executive producer of Wisconsin Life, co-production of WPR and WPT, joining us to talk about the Wisconsin project. Find out more at WPR.org/WHI Wisconsin. WPR's Chief Operating Officer and Content Director Mike Arnold stays with us for this duration of Mondays with Mike. Do you have a question? 800-642-1234. We will be back with more Mondays with Mike, maybe hear from you on the Ideas Network. It is the first Monday of 2019. You're with us here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What do you wish for WPR to resolve to do this year? What do you want to hear more of? There's a line for you on this edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Arnold is Chief Operating Officer, Director of Content here at Wisconsin Public Radio. He's here to gather your thoughts at 800-642-1234. You can send them by email at ideas@wpr.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Joe called in from River Falls, and he says he appreciates the regional talk programs across Wisconsin, and he wonders if there's a way WPR can stream those online. He says he can tune into the college station, but sometimes the programming is preempted, so he misses the West Side with Rich Kramer.
Yeah, and that's something that I think we're working on trying to figure out how to do. Whether we'll be able to do that live, I'm not sure, because we have sort of a centralized service for the Wisconsin Public Radio streams, but there are ways we can make things available on demand for mm-hmm. people to listen. So we're
more of like
that.
A podcast type mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Jane now, joining us from Kewaunee. Jane, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say thank you first for a lot of calls or a lot of the shows that you've had regarding services and things for people that are disabled and people that are aging. You know, Wisconsin does have an aging population. For example, I'm a county veteran service officer, and over 70% of our veterans are over 60. And so we provide a lot of services the veterans, but there's oftentimes I can't do anything for the spouse that may be the one that's having the problem. Shows like this morning's show on dementia, that was terrific. I listen to your show every day, 45 minutes to work and 45 minutes from work.
Oh,
and you guys have provided me information that I've been able to pass on to my veterans, not only for themselves, but for their spouses or family members. And I'd also like to see more shows in that regard, like the Parkinson's Society, the ALS Society, that can provide services. I happen to have two daughters that are ALS caregivers. And so those kind of things are so important. And they also connect to veterans as far as their environmental exposure and military service.
Jane, really picking out the public service mission of public radio.
Yeah, Jane, thanks for that comment. And that is an important part of what we do on Wisconsin Public Radio, is sort of connect you with these kind of issues. And it's really always been the history of WPR to do that. It's kind of an extension of the Wisconsin idea in a lot of ways, and helping people connect with resources that can help them live better lives and deal with different situations. So we appreciate your support for that, focus on senior citizens issues and services for the disabled. And we also appreciate the fact that you listen so much. That's mm-hmm. incredible. That's a long time to listen, and it's great. So we appreciate that as well. Thanks, Jane.
There is certainly room for service journalism, too, and even the Larry Mueller Show, where we get insights on living a better life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a really big part of what we do, and not all public radio stations across the country do that as much as we do, and we think it's an important part of what makes Wisconsin Public Radio special. So thanks, Jane.
Let's go to John now in Madison with thoughts. John, hi.
Hi. I still, I guess, have a concern about media bias, especially from W and NPR.
Uh-huh.
Like this morning, for instance, on the NPR, I heard the Wisconsin, that Scott Walker ended collective bargaining for public employees. That was news to me. I thought he just stopped the automatic pay withdrawal from their paychecks. I thought they still could join unions voluntarily. There's unions still alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
So just a small comment like that totally skews the news and the concepts about Scott Walker. Some of the other programs, always, every time I turn them on, there's some liberal bias that don't even ask certain common sense questions. So eventually I just turn the radio off because there's no interest.
Hmm. Mm.
John, thanks.
Yeah, John, we appreciate that. And that is something that we're very eager to not reflect, is to appear to have some sort of a bias. So that's why it's important for you to call in and give us specific examples so we can work on that. And we are very open to that. That's why we have the audience services team, and we also have email and other ways that you can communicate with us. We've really been working a lot on the whole issue of ethics and journalism at WPR in a lot of different ways, and it's something that we always work on. So that's a good thing to bring up, John. Thanks.
And before we get to Tom and Appleton, it is Inauguration Day, when we are covering the inauguration of Governor-elect Tony Evers. Tell us how we're going about this type of coverage.
Yeah, the inauguration for the governor airs live on Wisconsin Public Radio starting at 11 today. It's anchored by WPT's Frederica Freiberg and WPR's Sean Johnson. Earlier this morning, we had a conversation about the new governor's first chance to speak to Wisconsinites as a leader of the state. And after the live broadcast, our reporters will have newscast updates. And then you can also hear analysis on Central Time later in the day and expanded stories online at WPR.org.
Let's go to Tom now in Appleton. Tom, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I listen to NPR mostly because I'm trying to get a nonpartisan news. You don't get much of that nowadays. And I would like to see you guys do something with calling out our elected leaders when they are not honest. I often hear Democrats and Republicans talking about the same issue and having completely different views about it. Somebody's got to be lying. And it seems to me that years ago they used to call them out on that, and you don't hear much of that anymore.
Yeah, well, that is a growing area of journalism, definitely, and it's something that we can do more of, is sort of figuring out whether things are being true or not that are being said by legislators. So that's a very good point, Tom, and we'll definitely keep that in mind as we work forward. There are some possible partnerships we can have down the line that might allow us to do that better. So it's definitely something worth bringing up. Thanks.
Mike Arnold is with us, Chief Operating Officer of Wisconsin Public Radio, on this edition of Mondays with Mike. And you can join in with your questions about WPR programming and operations. What's on your mind? 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Carol now, joining us from Duluth, Minnesota. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. I was hopeful that when I heard Kate was coming back, that you would continue the three-hour show in the morning. And you've been repeating the 6 o'clock show right away again an hour later at 8 o'clock. And so then what do? Switch to Minnesota Public Radio, shut the radio off, whatever. So I don't understand why you repeat this program right away again. I know you do repeat some programs, and that's fine, but it's usually the next day or later. So help me understand, and can you change that? It's really discouraging.
Good question, Carol. Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's something we're definitely sensitive to. There are a lot of programs in public radio that do that. For example, if you listen to Morning Edition on Minnesota Public Radio or even on WPR, you'll notice that there is a repeat after the first couple hours, and they do update it, and that's the same situation here. Today, we're not doing that, and that's something we're working towards, too, right, Kate? I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and basically, it helps to be at a faster-paced show. I mean, sometimes there's a newsmaker who can't spend the whole hour, mm-hmm. and so you may carve up the hour into shorter segments, allowing for a more variety of topics. And there is experimentation in this particular area with the show as it looks where it goes next and
right.
how it evolves. So it's a work in progress, I think. And Carol, you're really seeing that right now.
Yeah, we appreciate your feedback on that. Thanks, Carol.
Let's go to Ann in Campbellsport now. Ann, hi.
Hi, good morning. Your first question was, do we have news fatigue? And I want to say I, for one, do not. With this national administration and now all the issues in our state government, I'm looking for more reporting on that. And WPR has always provided fair and balanced reporting, so I want to see more, not less.
Right.
The other point was I would love to hear more on climate change. I mean, this is such a crucial issue, and I want to hear what I can do.
Right.
To help. I want to hear more things about that. This morning you had a news segment on, I think it was Illinois, but the person was talking about Mother Nature, like she's pulling some temperamental stunts on us. No, it's climate change. We need to hear more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anne, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and you also mentioned the importance of knowing what to do about different issues, and I think that's always been a key to what we do here too. Is we try to not only cover issues but also allow you to have a little bit of control over what you can do. So that's a very good point, Anne. Thanks so much. And we're glad to hear you don't have news fatigue.
We're exploring the ins and outs of WPR this hour of the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, from the staffing, the projects, the programming, the operations, we're running the gamut on this first 2019 edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR's Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold is here in the studio bringing us an update and, most importantly, hearing what's on your mind. Join in, chat with Mike for a spell. 800-642-1234. You can send an email our way to ideas@wpr.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back after a news update, perhaps hear from you on the Ideas Network. It is a point of pride at WPR. No matter where you roam in Wisconsin, you're bound to hear your Wisconsin Public Radio. We have 38 stations around the state now, 7 bureaus, but really there's only one you. And this hour we're hearing your thoughts, fielding your questions. It's Mondays with Mike on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with WPR's Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold, who is spending the hour with us, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. How are you accessing WPR? Are you listening to WPR podcasts or visiting WPR online more? Here we are in a new year. How do you want WPR to turn a new leaf? What are some examples of recent driveway moments you've had? Tell us about them. 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Mike, listeners to the Ideas Network may have heard a new voice here, and Darrell Connor is our new fill-in host. What should we know here?
Well, one thing we should know is he's right here in the room with us right now. We're very happy to welcome Darrell Connor as our new fill-in host. You may have heard him on other radio stations around Wisconsin. He'll be the substitute for hosts both on the Ideas Network and also for the news magazines on the News and Classical Service. So, Darrell, we're happy to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And so, Darrell, what do you want people in Wisconsin to know about you?
Oh, boy. I guess
big question.
For me, I got started in radio really the strangest way ever. I entered a sports radio contest back in 2005, and me and another guy ended up winning, and so we decided to, instead of trying to go to sudden death, we decided to do a show together. And about 6 months in, I was approached by the program director about doing another show, a community-based show, on a sister station. And so I started doing that in June of 2006, and just kind of fell in love with radio. And then it expanded to writing for a couple of publications and online publications, and then it grew to having a show in Milwaukee once a week, and here we are.
Mm. And calling Wisconsin home now for decades, is that right?
Yeah, I've been here a little bit over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Philadelphia, so I have a strong allegiance to Philadelphia sports team. Congratulations to the Eagles yesterday for beating the Bears.
I don't know how you got the super glue off your feet in Philly, because people who are born and bred in Philly, they'll move around the area, but they stay close to Philly. And so I was really surprised that you somehow escaped from Philadelphia.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I got to Wisconsin via California. I had some military folks in my family who got stationed out in California. And so my mom and I moved out there. I went to high school and college there, and then ended up in Wisconsin. So, it's kind of a roundabout way of getting here. But I'm here, and I've been here for a little over 20 years.
And you're also my office mate, which I really appreciate.
Oh,
it's
thank you.
Fun. I love it. And I don't mind if you bring in that Eagles poster. It'll be behind. As long as it's, you know, facing my back, I won't,
It will
be
facing
your back. I lived in Philly. I watched a few Eagles games under my belt, yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in and saying hello. And you're right now you're embedded with Central Time.
I am. I will be on Central Time this month, Wednesdays through Fridays. So I'll be co-hosting with Rob Ferret. That has been, it's been fun. It's been fun making the transition from doing commercial radio to public radio. It's a transition, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. And we have a note here from a sustaining member who writes, love, love, love the addition of Durrell to WPR. Keep up the good work. And we will be hearing more from you as you fill in across the networks. And it's a really great job. I can vouch for it. It was fun.
That was very nice. Whoever that is, the $20 is in the mail.
Well, have a great day. I'll see you soon, office mate.
Okay. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Let's go back to the phones now with Mary joining us from Pewaukee. Mary, hello.
Great. Thank you. Welcome, Durrell. Glad to see you back, Kate, or not see, but hear you back. And wonderful show. Anybody that knows me knows that I am a huge fan of NPR, WPR. My comment would be a debate between different thoughts of politics, because I really can't get enough because there's too much out there to know about. And I think that would be an awesome, not just the left and the right, because the left is going more left, or Democrats are going more left, I think, and the right is going more right, which I think a debate or series of debates, and stick with one subject and then change, have another subject, whether it would be once a week or, you know, every day or however they would do it.
So Mary, when you say debates, are you hoping for like a knockdown, drag out debate or something a little more
your
civil?
Choice. I don't really know. Just that the only way that we're going to come together with any kind of, you know, the country, the world, in fact, would be for people to express their ideas, discuss them, and, you know, we may not come up with any specific perfect answer for anything, but discuss the facts. And then, as someone else mentioned, when it isn't a fact, you know, you're out. You know, you're discussed. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Mary. And that is something that we're interested in doing. And particularly the reason I kind of joked about the knockdown, dragout thing is that we're hoping to figure out ways to do that without it being a fight. It seems like these days with the politics the way they are, it's really easy to turn into something like that. And so we've been trying some different ways that we can bring people together with different viewpoints and have civil conversation. So we'll keep working on that, Mary. That's a good point.
Yeah, Mary, good to hear from you. Going back to the programming, Mike, later this month is MLK Day, and WPR has had a tradition of hosting the tribute and ceremony honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Can you tell us about what we will be doing that day?
Yes, Dr. Jonathan Overby, who works here at WPR, will be hosting the 39th Annual State of Wisconsin Tribute and Ceremony, which honors the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. It'll be at noon on January 21st. This is the longest running celebration of this sort. And this year's theme will be Truth is Marching. And it features a keynote address by Peabody and Emmy Award winning director, writer, and producer Rita Coburn, WAC. WPR is very proud to be part of this annual event, which happens to be the oldest official state celebration honoring Dr. King in the nation.
And we had a listener who wrote in who said they'd lived in Africa, learned to enjoy African and world music, and what fun it was for them to be home in Stevens Point every Saturday night to listen to the Road to Higher Ground, Jonathan Overby's show. So there are fans out there of what he puts together for music, for
sure.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, and it's a broad range of music. It's music from all over the world. And you can listen to Higher Ground Saturdays from 7 to 11 Central on WPR's News and Classical Music Service. You can also hear it in Milwaukee from 7 until 11 p.m. On the Ideas Network.
And speaking of listening, we have some expanded signal news, audio quality update here for Dane County, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. We've had some issues where some people just don't like AM radio. I like AM radio. I love it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I enjoy going under bridges and having it disappear and stuff. That's fun. but for some people, they prefer to listen on FM. So we were able to get a transmitter at 107.9 FM. And it's really strong. It's actually, it's pretty high on the tower, so you can hear it pretty much all over Madison and Dane County. I think you can hear it in Sun Prairie, in Mazamani, and Sauk City. And it really has good reception, even makes it to Baraboo in some cases if you have the right radio. So you might want to try that out. It's 107.9, but it's only in Dane County, sort of the Madison area. But it's a pretty significant improvement, and you don't have some of the issues. Like some people... when they're driving by power lines and stuff, we'll get a lot of static on AM. So it's a way to listen in a clear way.
Let's go back to the phones now with David joining us from Ironwood, Michigan. David, hi.
I have to agree with that earlier caller, more stuff on climate change. But here's my take on it. Get some conservatives that are for stopping climate change. I saw a thing on YouTube that had Newt Gingrich, Margaret Thatcher, and Nixon all talking about protecting the environment and stopping climate change. I mean, a lot of the conservatives, as soon as they hear the liberal, they just turn it off. If they get a true blue conservative, that I'll also say, hey, and maybe you could do that for things like liberals for free trade, whatever. You know,
that's an interesting idea. Sort of unlikely suspects. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, then people will listen more and stuff. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you tune out sometimes, David, when you hear things? And it's like, does that happen to you?
Oh, sometimes some of the stuff out of the far right is just sort of like, a lot of times I listen just to hear their arguments so I can come up with counter arguments, whatever. But this thing I saw on YouTube really surprised me. Oh, what? Conservatives? Actually, there are some conservatives that support doing something on climate change. It just sort of surprised me.
All right. Well, yeah, that's an interesting question, David. Thanks so much for that call.
And digging into finding great guests who have different perspectives is a huge part of what we do on the Ideas Network, is finding great guests who perhaps we haven't, you know, heard their perspective before. Mm-hmm. So I think David is certainly getting at that point as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's great.
Well, what is on your mind as you listen to WPR? What questions do you have about programming and operations? You're hearing us with Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. WPR's Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold is behind the mic and fielding your questions, fielding your comments at 800-642-1234. You can email us at WPR.org. Later on today at 11 o'clock, we'll be covering Governor-elect Tony Evers' swearing-in ceremony. WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson and WPT's Frederica Freiberg are hosting live coverage from the inauguration starting at 11. And that's as Tony Evers takes the oath of office and addresses the state for the first time as governor. That's live coverage at 11 here on the Ideas Network. Stick around, we'll be back in just a moment on the Ideas Network. We're cruising through the changes, the updates, the cool new projects, the fantastic new voices, and your thoughts front and center here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us for another installment of Mondays with Mike. Go ahead, chat with WPR's Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold. What's on your mind? 800-642-1234. What do you listen to WPR? How do you access your favorite programs? What podcasts are you into? Have you had a driveway moment? What captivated you? Let's pick your brain here for a moment. Call in or email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, we wrapped up a membership drive recently at the end of 2018. And give us a recap. How did it turn out?
Well, it turned out really well. You donated more than $375,000.
Nice.
Okay, maybe that's... not you, but you and all of your friends across the state. We had 2,300 people pledge. 425 of those were new members to the WPR family. That's an important part of on-air fundraising. And your gift ensures a strong future for Wisconsin Public Radio as we move into 2019, and there's so much stuff to do, so it's great to have it. Listener support continues to be the largest source of funding for WPR. And December's a pretty big month for that. So that's why we have the December drive. It's traditionally the biggest giving month of the year, people feeling kind of generous around that time of the year. So WPR numbers really stepped up and made it a real success. It really was a wonderful success.
2,300
pledges. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. I'm just thinking, like, what stadium it might fill or what town, what the equivalent of a whole town pledging.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so
it's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're very lucky here at WPR to have such great listener support. So thanks for your support. It's never too late if you want to donate now. If you forgot about it last December, start off the year by pledging at WPR.org. Just go to, I think it says give now or donate. Donate, I think, at the top of the
thing. Can find your way there. Let's go back to the phones now with Joe joining us from Eau Claire. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I guess a couple of the things that other callers had mentioned are things that I'd like to second the thought of. The very frequent repeat and almost, you know, immediate repeat in the morning just as a signal for me to turn off the radio or go somewhere else. The second thing, and for me the most important, is that the coverage of topics seems to be, in an effort to move more quickly, is less in-depth. And just as a topic is starting to get interesting, it changes. And that's been kind of frustrating for me. But I like the idea that Mary brought up about debate. You used to do that with a program called Week in Review, and that was really one of my favorite programs on the radio. We'd get usually two reasonable people that had different points of view talking about the same subject, and I really liked hearing both those points of view to be able to compare.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, those are good comments. I think, you know, we're working on the balance sort of between shorter interviews and longer discussions. I think that's important. One of the things that I think has been happening over the last few years here at the Ideas Network is we have moved away from just like 1 hour and one topic. And the reason for that is actually good from an informational perspective, because in order to do an hour long discussion that includes listeners, you have to talk about things people already know about. And the great thing about having shorter interviews sometimes is you can introduce people to things that they may not have heard about before. So that's one of the things we're trying to do to sort of add the both educational and informative nature to what we're doing on the Ideas Network. But it's always a balance.
A balance. And we did have an hour-long conversation earlier this morning on civility.
Right.
And lots of great ideas and input there during a full-hour conversation.
Yeah. So it's something that we're always working through and experimenting with. But I do think there's some benefit in being able to have conversations where you learn something completely new, and you maybe don't have time to have an opinion about it, but it's something that you're learning. And that's a big part of what we are here at the Ideas Network and at Wisconsin Public Radio. But thanks, Joe. I appreciate that call.
Let's go to Keith now, joining us from Edgar. Keith, hi.
Good morning. I've got a couple of suggestions, some for your Ideas Network, some for your Classical.
Okay.
I'd like to see another chapter a day. For example, on the Classical Network, perhaps after, in the evening, devoted to what I would call nonfiction. Some of the you've had over the years, The Ultra Secret, going way back, Nothing Like It in the World, Undaunted Courage, History of the Beatles, and on and on. In other words, nonfiction. If you want to just devote good fiction to the usual hour, that'd be great. But anyhow, I'd like to see another chapter a day rather than a repeat of the earlier one.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's a good comment. A lot of people do read nonfiction. I think we do occasionally on Chapter a Day, too.
I think so. I mean, it's a range of different books, and it's certainly a novel service that we provide.
Pardon the pun.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, you just don't see it, hear it anywhere else. And I have to say, Keith, I mean, I've shared with a friend who, I heard a chapter a day and I said, oh, this person would absolutely love this. And I've sent them a link.
Yeah.
It's unique.
Mm-hmm. It is, definitely.
Let's go to Ruth now, joining us in Madison with thoughts. Ruth, hi.
Hello. So I would like to suggest that, I feel so sorry for you guys having to interview people with such eggshell emotions these days, where you just can't say anything without somebody going off on a tirade or having their feelings so hurt. But if you take some lessons from like what's happening like on MSNBC these days, where they just keep coming back to the question. And, for example, now in the federal government where the Republicans are refusing to negotiate with the Democrats because they won't negotiate with a bunch of wild-eyed socialist communists because they've been called racist. Okay, well, there's no footage of them being called racist, but there is footage of Sean Hannity saying that they were called racist, but there's never any footage of it. There's a drumbeat, and when the head of their own party, their president, can't even say the Democratic Party, he says the Democrat Party.
So Ruth, how can WPR cut through what you're hearing, this drumbeat?
Well, just to keep bringing them back to the question, instead of saying, well, why your job is not your job, but I mean to say you were elected to work with the other people who were elected. Now that the citizens of the United States have elected a bunch of Democrats, and now it's your job to work with these people that the people elected, because it's not that they're insulting the members across the aisle, they're insulting the people who elected those people by failing to sit down and negotiate with them.
So civil discourse, certainly a theme of the day here. We've been talking more and more about civility today, especially, and Ruth bringing it up there.
Yeah, and I think it also shows the art of the interview. I mean, I think that you have, if you're a good interviewer, you have different approaches you take with different people. And I think you do have to take a slightly different tone with people who are elected officials, because they have to be held accountable for the things that they do. And there are different approaches to doing that while still being civil and not sort of reflecting some sort of bias. So that's something that we definitely can always work on. So thanks, Ruth.
Ruth, thanks so much for your thoughts. And Mike, as we start to wrap up here, there are some canvassing outreach efforts right now as WPR is in people's neighborhoods. Very quickly, what do we know about canvassing?
We do have people going to neighborhoods in South Central and Southeast Wisconsin, usually from 3 to 8 p.m. They do have ID tags. They're usually wearing like a shirt or something to show that they're from us. But they're basically just checking in and saying hello. And if you're already a member, they'll talk to you about that. And if you're not, they might ask if you want to be. So that's just something to be aware of. It's been a new way for us to expand support for WPR in a way that supports the programs we do. So
thanks,
hope you appreciate that.
Yeah, and thanks for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mike Arnold is Chief Operating Officer of WPR, Director of Content. Earlier, we talked with Wisconsin Life producer Maureen McCollum and WPR's new fill-in host and my fabulous office mate, Darrell Connor. Keep up the comments flowing. You can continue to share your questions and feedback. You can reach out to Audience Services at 800-747-7444. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.